99.7 EJX. I'm going to go ahead and throw myself under the bus, I feel, with this feel-good story. Do every single morning throughout the show, Kelly.
Okay. Yeah, first the feel-good. So this couple in Australia found their long-lost wedding footage from 57 years ago.
Wow.
And this is kind of how it happened. Terry in Aberdeen, Scotland, said he had gotten this large collection of Super 8 films over the years, most of which he shot himself. And then he decided to have his collection transferred to DVD in April of this year, and then found reels of a wedding between two people he didn't know.
Oh, wow.
So he posted a still from that movie to a local Facebook group. 6 months goes by, didn't have any leads. Until Aileen saw it. She had been a member of the Facebook group for 5 minutes when she spotted her own picture.
I just couldn't believe it. What struck me was the fact that it wasn't just like a photograph. I could see my parents, Bill's grandmother and grandfather. So but to keep pausing it to look at people, it was just unbelievable.
Oh, isn't that wild?
Yeah, that is wild.
I mean, she and her husband, Bill, married in 1967, and then they later moved to Brisbane. And they had only watched their wedding video once before they discovered they accidentally left it in a borrowed projector they'd returned to the owner.
Oh, wow.
And that's how it got lost.
Okay.
Crazy, isn't it? You can see the entire story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Belle of Louisville. Are you rolling into a... to do the opposite?
So when I was in college, I got hired to video a wedding of a classmate of ours.
Oh, no.
And it was, you know, we were in film class together and she was getting married and she was like, hey, you know, trying to keep it on the cheap. And I was like, you know what? I'll do it for free. You know, I'll film your wedding, edit it up, make it look nice.
Oh, that's a really nice offer.
Absolutely. So wedding day comes. I have my camera. I film it. I'm getting all these great shots. I'm getting the magic, the moment, all that, everything. And it's like, all right, great. You know, should they go on their honeymoon? And then I never really got around to editing it. And so I had all this raw footage. And this is going to sound so bad. I never gave them the footage.
What is the matter with you? First of all, did they have your contact info? Did they ever reach out and say, hey, do you happen to have that video?
Yeah.
You said you were doing?
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, so she did text me or call me. And I mean, heck, we were still in the class. She was like, hey, do you have the footage? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna edit it.
And that was
And then I just never got around to it.
And she didn't keep harping on you? Because I would keep harping on you.
And she never kept, and she didn't really keep harping on me. And then.
Ben.
Then she graduated.
Ben.
And.
Ben.
It just slipped my mind.
Ben. What happened to the footage?
I.
What did you shoot it on?
So I shot it on a kind of like a VHS tape, but it wasn't, you know, it's like one of those old VHS type tapes, but it was like it was a special VHS tape that you couldn't play in a normal like VCR back in the day.
And then how did you have it? Like, and why were and you I was, using that if you couldn't watch anything you were
well,
doing?
Well, because that was going to be the raw footage, and I was going to edit it onto a VHS tape and give it to her.
Okay, and what machine were you going to be able to do that on?
At college. At school.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, we had editing machines.
Okay. And then
so,
just busy with school
so
projects.
Yeah, you know, I just got busy. And again,
where is the tape now? There has to be someone that can convert it into something editable.
Well,
and then you got to put it up on Facebook and you have to find her. What is the matter with you? She's probably like sad because she never got a wedding video from a guy named Ben.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to make me sound really bad.
Yes, it does. It does. Because it is. It is bad. I don't care that she didn't pay you.
Really.
You promised her.
I did. And
then you left her hanging.
And
This is awful.
I know.
What is the matter with you?
It's so bad.
OMG.
So anyways, this your feel good is a good story. You
it's
see?
It's a good story. And then you rolled in to ruin it with the fact that you still have a bride out there somewhere who never got her wedding video.
You know, honestly, I think they probably got a divorce. So really.
Oh, let's go ahead and assume that.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, it's been a long time. They probably got a divorce.
It's probably fine.
She wouldn't have even wanted it anyway.
Nope. She wouldn't want it. That's a really good justification. That's a really good headspace to be in, to be able to move on knowing that you never gave this poor woman her wedding video. Somebody texted, are they still married? Don't know.
They're probably divorced. So again,
probably divorced.
Doesn't even matter.
They probably don't
even
want it. So it's just a moot point.
Okay. We're moving on.
Oh, wow.
Kelly,
is there any chance you know where that tape is?
Kelly, if I can move on from this harrowing experience.
No, I can't move
you
on.
You can't do.
Is there any chance?
At least you didn't ask me to videotape your wedding.
Oh, my gosh. Could you even imagine?
You'd be like, hey, Ben, I'm going to get to it, Kelly. I'm going to add it up real nice. It's going to be real nice.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and that is why you did not end up being a wedding videographer.
Maybe one of the reasons.
That's
maybe
how you found reasons. Out you were not destined for that career.
I wasn't cut out for it, Kelly.
Okay.
Wasn't cut out for it.
Oh, this is just, I feel the burden of your mistake. Secondhand guilt is what I'm feeling right
now. You
know what? Secondhand guilt.
You're welcome.
And now I need to find, oh God, I need you to find the footage. I'll edit it. I'll put it up on Facebook and we'll find her.
There are so many people that are messaging saying they're probably divorced because they didn't have a video to remember their love.
They couldn't watch their love on their anniversary of a year, remind themselves of why they got together. You're right. You caused their divorce. Oh, Does that make it feel better for you to move on?
I remember.
Is that better for you?
I remember her name. I don't remember his.
OMG.
Anyways.
Find the tape.
Anyways.
Look today. I need you to find it. I'll take
Kelly,
it from there.
I don't think.
I will. Just give me the tape. I will take care of it. You just give me the tape. Find the tape. We have to find the tape.
I don't think the tape's anywhere. I don't know. Anyways, enough about me. We don't want to hear any more about me.
You just completely ruined it. You ruined it and my life, because now I'm not going to sleep. I feel so guilty.
Would it make it better to say that that Michael Graves toaster that I've had in the trunk of my car for years
was meant for them too? What is the matter with you? Just when your hole can't get bigger, you keep digging.
I have a foggy recollection of who it was for, and there may be some parallels.
Listen, find the tape. I'll edit it. We can give them both. We can give them the toaster and the video that they deserve after all these years. I'll make it happen. Just
look,
find the tape.
Look, I can't be the only person who agreed as a kind gesture to videotape someone's wedding and then accidentally got too wrapped up in my life and just didn't end up editing and giving them the video.
And listen, kind gestures doesn't like obligate me to follow through on it because you didn't
wasn't
pay
getting
me
paid.
Money.
all right, whatever. Kelly, we are beating a dead horse here.
Oh, find the tape. See the feel good story at WDJX.com.